Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and memories reflect you.
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come into community, linking hearts and minds and souls across the airwaves as we deepen in our relationship with the divine, the sacred, the holy of holies that is right where we are. Always my invitation as I share whatever the message is to perhaps challenge what you think, feel, or believe, and inviting you to discern for yourself whether it aligns with what you feel, think, or perceive. You see, each and every one of us has our own individual connection to the divine. The Buddha said not to believe anything he said just because he said it, but to take it within and discern for yourself. And so always on the Sunday Soul, we like to look deeper. We like to look for the hidden messages, because our teacher, Yeshua, always spoke in parables. He always spoke in a deeper, metaphysical, esoteric way. So that you have to look to spirit for the understanding, for the awareness, for the wisdom with what he was sharing. And oftentimes the disciples couldn't get it, and so he would have to explain it to them. So this Advent, as we are preparing for the birth of the Christ consciousness, Advent is a time of deepening, of awakening, of being more attentive, of being more alert, so that we can truly call into full consciousness the arrival, the birthing, the deepening of our Christ connection. And this week is the second week of Advent, and the theme is peace. And as I was preparing for today's message, I came across this beautiful quote by Edward Hayes, who says, "Advent is the perfect time to clear and prepare the way. Advent is a winter training camp for those who desire peace. By reflection and prayer, by reading and meditation, we can make our hearts a place where a blessing of peace would desire to abide, and where the birth of the Prince of Peace might take place. I love that description that this time is a winter training camp. This Advent is a winter training camp, because that's exactly what it's about. This is taking spirituality to a deeper level. This is taking our awareness, our expression, our connection to the sacred, to a whole another level of awareness and understanding and attentiveness. I'm not judging or criticizing anyone for however their spiritual life looks like. But what the invitation is this morning is that whatever it is, however long it is, or whatever you do, this is a time for amplification. This is a time to amp it up in the readiness, in the preparation, or as Edward says, this winter training camp for peace. And so, I want to start with our story, because it touched me on a way, and I think I will span from all of that. It's a short story. The author starts with a Bible quote from Matthew 5:37 saying, all you need to simply say yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. And it's by Sharon Hink. She says, recently our church music director invited me to help with the Christmas program. My pulse quickened. It was a project I would have loved to be involved with. But before saying yes, I took time to pray. As I laid this opportunity before Jesus, he reminded me of all the commitments on my time. Images of my responsibilities whirled through my mind. I had said yes to many projects recently, and it became clear that I needed to decline. As I prayed, I told Jesus about my disappointment, maybe hoping he would supernaturally add a few extra days to my calendar. Couldn't I help with the Christmas program anyway? After all, it was a worthy endeavor. Instead, he reminded me that by stepping back, I would allow someone else an opportunity. This verse in Matthew is part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and deals with the problems of swearing by various things to emphasize truth-telling. But as I grappled with my yes-no dilemma, Jesus' words in the passage struck me in a different way. As I followed his priorities for my life, there are times I should say no. I don't need to construct lengthy explanations and justifications for those decisions. Jesus may have purposes for others that I can't yet see and that I may never know about. He may be protecting me from heading in the wrong direction. After all, no is a good answer too. What struck me when I was reading this, that this is a time of year when we impose so much upon ourselves. The shopping, the cooking, the getting together, the trying to meet the needs of everyone. And oftentimes, all our to-do list and the thought of all we have to do robs us of our peace. We feel that we can't let people down, or it's not okay to say no, or whatever excuse or reason we give ourselves. But in the process of trying to please everything, do everything, we heighten our stress levels and place more upon ourselves than is necessary or humanly possible. One of the things that I have got very clear about this past several weeks that I've been dealing with my well-being is that it is actually okay to say no and not feel guilty. I think about, I should have had my women's group meeting. No, you don't have the energy. Oh, people keep inviting me to come here and go there. Thank you, but no thank you. It is okay to say no and relieve yourself of the stress and rest and remain in peace. And I was struck as I was doing the preparations that sometimes we have to press the mute button so we can experience peace. Mute the noise, the thoughts, the have to, should do's, must do's that are going on in our head. We have to press the mute button for peace. And I was mindful of Zechariah. As we know, the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah when he was in the tent doing his thing that he's supposed to do before God, to announce that Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, would bear a son that was to be named John. Because Zechariah was advanced in years, he decided to question whether that was going to be possible. And as we've studied before, unlike Mary, when the archangel Gabriel appeared to her, she wasn't doubting. She merely said, well, how's that going to happen given that I've not been with a man? And even when the archangel announced to her that she would be visited by the Holy Spirit and would conceive, she didn't even question what that might look like. She simply said, let it be done as you have said. But no. Now, bearing in mind, she's a humble young lady, not particularly educated, but accepting of God's word and truth. She didn't drop into the stress of the hows, the whys, the wherefores. But Zechariah, who was a servant of God in the tabernacle when the archangel Gabriel appeared, instead of accepting something that he had been praying for, questions. And this bit is always the bit that tickles me, because he says to the archangel, well, who are you that I should believe? And definitely the archangel Gabriel's feathers was ruffled. He said, who am I? I am the archangel Gabriel who stands in the presence of God, and I'm bringing you this message. And hey, you are doubting? Well, you will remain mute until your wife's pregnancy has come to fruition so that you will believe. Now, it's very easy to think that the archangel Gabriel was punishing Zechariah for not believing, for doubting. But always we go deeper. Perhaps the mute, if we look deeper, is an invitation to mute those perpetual thoughts and worries and anxieties and stresses that go on in our head. Perhaps it is an invitation, like Zechariah, to quiet our minds and to open our hearts and to find and rest in the peace that passeth all human understanding at this time. We're muting for peace all the things we think we should or have to or want to do or must do. We're muting for peace the thoughts that are flying in our head, that is worrying us, that is troubling us, that is disturbing our peace, that is stressing us. I love the work of Etty Elsium. And she says, we have to fight them daily like fleas, those many small worries about the morrow, for they sap our energies. The things we have to be done and must be done, and for the rest we must not allow ourselves to become infested with thousands of petty fears and worries. So many emotions of no confidence in God. Ultimately, we have just one moral duty, to reclaim large areas of peace in ourselves, more and more peace, and reflect it towards others. And the more peace there is in us, the more peace there will also be in our troubled world. You see, we do have to keep fighting daily. The spiritual life is not a one-time thing. The spiritual life is an onward and ever progression for resting in spirit, for allowing spirit to do for us, through us, all that we ask, for abiding in peace, which is a conscious choice over and over and over again. When we say we want peace in the world, we have to start with peace within ourselves, because these constant thoughts and worries, like fleas, as Effie says, infest our consciousness. And we have to mute them for peace to be able to have its way. The quote I shared yesterday says, peace is not a season, it is a way of life. When the spirit of peace becomes a part of our life, every day will be Christmas and every night will hold the promise of dawn. My sacred text, excuse me, I have several that I want to share. First is Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans 8:6. To set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Excuse me. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 16:13. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Any one of those sacred texts is such a wonderful invitation to remember our peace is in God. Our peace is not in the doing, in the things, in the busyness of life. Our peace comes from and continuously is renewed by the Spirit that is all-encompassing, all-pervading, everywhere present. I have two poems that I want to share this morning, as I couldn't decide on which one. The first one is by Azaru Mehek. Where will I find peace that puts my mind at ease? Where will I find the solace I seek? Would that help me scale happiness peak? I've searched the world only to find hearts so cold, people so insensitive and ruthless. My feelings seem so worthless. Tired of wandering and searching, a broken heart I was nursing. Ultimately, I sought shelter in solitude, numb with pain at the world's attitude. Stop, I did, often, just to question, what actually was my intention? Tired of running away from reality, I found peace within my own entity. My second poem is from John O'Donohue. As the fever of day calms towards twilight, may all that is strained in us come to ease. We pray for all who suffer today. May an unexpected serenity surprise them. For those who risk their lives each day for peace, may their hearts glimpse providence at the heart of history. that those who make riches from violence and war might hear in their dreams the cries of the lost, that we might see through our fear of each other a new vision to heal our fatal attraction to aggression, that those who enjoy the privilege of peace might not forget their tormented brothers and sisters, that the wolf might lie down with the lamb, that our swords be beaten into plowshares and no harm be done anywhere along the holy mountain. That was John O'Donohue. My Science of Mind reading is entitled The Experience of Peace. The first quote is from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Nobody can bring you peace but yourself. Second quote from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. There is one limitless life which returns to the thinker exactly what he thinks into it. One. In all, over all, and through all. Talk, live, act, believe, and know that you are a center in this one. All the power there is, all the presence there is, all the love there is, all the peace there is, all the good there is, and the only God there is omnipresent. Consequently, the infinite is in and through man, and is in and through everything. Act as though I am and I will be. The author writes, wouldn't peace all over the world be wonderful? Peace to me would look like people taking care of each other. It would look like equitable distribution of food and resources to all people, so that no one would go to bed hungry tonight. Peace would look like shelter for each person, loving relationships, and great self-regard for ourselves and each other. Peace, which is vibrant and vital, would call us to care for the environment. Life would be a standard by which all governments rendered all decisions. Today, I can call peace into my life and do my part. What does peace feel like in me? Can I honestly say I experience it? If I am to recognize peace, I must have an experience of it. From the experience of peace, what else can I know for myself, for my family, friends, and community? Peace is wonderful, and I can experience it today. My beloved, as we mute for peace, as we mute all the thoughts that are crowding in our consciousness, the thoughts that are like little fleas infesting our minds, stressing us and robbing us of our peace, let us remember the sacred text that we have the peace of Christ, not the same as the peace from the world. So if you haven't already, I invite you to go within as we do our reflective meditation this morning. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, excuse me, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me, which is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be cognizant and conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower diaphragm and strength stomach. Breathe in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. hell. Hold. Gently, slowly. Third and final time, inhale. Gently, slowly. This morning's reflection comes from Ernest Holmes, 365 Signs of Mind, entitled The Changeless Abides With Me. I'm calm and peaceful in the midst of confusion. He shares Malachi 3:6, which says, I am the Lord, I change not. And from the Taoism, the Tao considered as unchanging has no name. We should recognize that all the great scriptures have taught one identical message, the unity of good. All the sacred books have been inspired by the one mind. Each in its own tongue has told the story of reality. I am the Lord, I change not. Was revealed to the Hebrew mystic. To the great Chinese sage came the same message, the Tao cannot change, it has no name. And to Hermes, God is in itself, by itself, full and perfect. Now affirm for yourself. I now bring to this glorified conception and the realization that this divine being is the breath of my breath, omnipresent, forever within me. Then I shall realize that I live in one eternal and perfect mind. There is no variableness in God, since God is eternal, immortal, and infinite. Nevertheless, God is that from which every transformation and transmutation arises. This means that while I live in the eternal, which does not change, we are forever drawing from it the possibility of the manifold expressions that gives variety to existence and that makes living interesting. I know that the changeless abides within me. I am calm and peaceful in the midst of confusion. I know that nothing moves the soul. Peace, infinite peace, is at the center of my being. I live, move, and have my being in that which is perfect, complete within itself. That self is myself. Take a deep breath in as you allow these words to permeate within your being. To allow the peace that passes all understanding to rest in your consciousness. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, the invitation is always to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We're living, moving, and having our being in that infinite field, that sea of life, that sea of energy that is eternal, that is omniscient, omnipresent, omniscience. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art above all the names we choose to describe the Holy of Holies, Thou who art the abiding presence right where we are, Thou who animates, pervades, encompasses all of creation. As we consciously come into communion with You this morning, acknowledging that our peace is found in You. It's not in things, people, or places, events or circumstances. Our peace is an inside job. It's an inner cultivation, an inner awareness when we mute all the thoughts that would distract us, all the things we have to do, the things we allow to stress us. Let us consciously press mute and come into the silence where we may experience the peace that passes all human understanding. Where we can feel Your peace, experience Your peace, drink of Your peace, wallow in Your peace, swim in Your peace. And as we embody, embrace, and embalm ourselves in Your peace, we can bring it back and share it in all of our interactions and encounters. As we seek to be worthy conduits of Your Spirit, of Your life, of Your presence, let us consciously choose to be at peace, to mute everything and anything that blocks that peace. At this Advent season, as we seek to deepen in our connection with You, let us truly embody the peace that our Christ talked that He gave to us. Not as the world gives it, but His peace. As we consciously cultivate this peace, cultivate silencing, muting all the distractions and the noise and the thoughts within our head. We allow ourselves to be that place where Your peace radiates through in our world. And we know at this time, as throughout all of history, our world is in need of great peace. Peace within the hearts and minds of all people, that they may accept oneness, that they may accept unity, acceptance of the differences that You created and that exists. We are all from You. There are none that are superior or others that are inferior. We are all expressions of the divine life, the one life, Your life. So as we seek to manifest and express and desire peace in our world, let us begin with us. Let us mute for peace. Mother, Father, God, as always, we bring all sentient beings, the two-legged, the four-legged, the wing, the fin, the hoof, consciously into prayer. For our planet, for the healing that is needed on every level that exists. We know that You are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So we surrender it now to You. For Your infinite grace, Your endless blessings, Your eternal peace that abides within us, we are ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. So it is.
Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your thumbs and wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud. I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm. I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me our science of mind affirmation. Peace on earth.
Peace on earth.
Includes me.
Includes me.
Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
A prayer of intention. I am the light of God.
I am the light of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, make peace with the universe. Take joy in it. It will turn to gold. Resurrection will be now. Every moment a new beauty. And my closing benediction. Be people of peace. Let peace live in your heart and share the peace of Christ with all you meet. Share peace by acting out of compassion and not fear. Share peace by listening to all sides of the story. Share peace by praying for our world. In this Advent season, we need to see, feel, and share peace. As you go out into the wonder of God's creation, share peace with all those you meet. My closing song for you this week is entitled Glory, Let There Be Peace, and it's by Matt Maher. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Maher and Glory, Let There Be Peace. My beloveds, I trust you have a